Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 16. Oppressed by the opinions of others. In life, people, situations, circumstances will throw a lot of stuff at you. Bills past due, relationships on the rock, layoffs, everything that you can imagine, life tends to throw it at us. I don't think that nothing in life sticks the way that the opinions of other people sticks in our life. We allow people to tell us, define us, label us, make us who we are. And so what people say about you, we tend to receive it as though it is God's spoken words. An opinion has at its core pen. That is, when people try to pin something on you. You remember the thing that you got caught doing, so they pin that on you. Your current situation, so they pin that on you. Where you are today, they pin stuff on you. But that's not bad. What's bad is that when they pin the stuff on us, we wear it. See, we wear what people say instead of what God is saying. And so the label that people give us is the label that we submit to instead of what God is saying. See, we need to realize that we shouldn't let people label us. I know who I am. I'm a child of God. I know who I am. I'm the head, not the tail. I know who I am. I'm a victor. I know who I am. I'm an overcomer. Not only do I know who I am, I also know whom I belong to. I belong to Jesus Christ. He's my friend in the midnight hour. He's my troubled water, even when I see no way of things being calm. I know who I belong to. And so once I understand who I belong to, then the label that people gave me really doesn't matter. Now, Jesus was spending time with his disciples. And as he began to spend time with his disciples, he wanted to just take them to a place so that he could talk to them one-on-one. Now, I want to point something out to you this morning, and that is people can be close to you but really don't know you. Now, the disciples have been walking with Jesus, and it seemed like for him to ask, "Who do you think I am?" was kind of a crazy question. Because me, I want to know what you think about me before you start walking with me. You see, but Jesus knows all, so he knew their thoughts. But he was trying to teach them. Now, to be a disciple is a person that is in training. To disciple something is to buffet it, is to get it under submission so that when something comes, you're already trained to respond to it. You have to be careful what you receive from other people. Because some of us are programmed every time a storm comes to cry. Some of us are programmed every time we begin to go through something to stop coming to church. Some of us are programmed every time something happens in our life, we go back to the stuff that we're familiar with. And so Jesus says to his disciples, he says, let's just chill out for a while. Let's just be it by ourselves. And Jesus began in chapter number 15, he began to deal with the inner part of a man. Because he was saying to them that, listen, what goes in you is not what defiles you. What comes out, that's the killer. And don't you know what comes out of a man is what's in his heart? See, you can lie sometimes, and then when the pressure gets on, then it comes out. And you say, oops, it slipped. No, baby, that's who you are. Pressure has a way of revealing the truth. It because we think that the storm is making us a particular way, and God is saying, but that's who you are. I'm just trying to show you. I'm just reflecting back to you who you really are. And so the storms of life are designed to build character. And so Jesus wants to build character in their lives. And so what he wants to do is develop character. And what the Sadducees and the Pharisees says, the beginning of chapter number 16, they says, show us a sign. Listen to this. Now, Jesus has been God all by himself, all on this earth, and they say, show me a sign. There's some people in your life that want you to prove everything to them. Let me tell you something about faith, and that is, faith can't be explained. Faith must be followed. If you're in a relationship with somebody, and you got to explain everything that God tells you, you're in the wrong relationship. If you're in a relationship with somebody, and every time you tell them what God they said, explain that to me. Tell me about it. You know the truth is, when God begins to deal with you, you can't explain because you don't know. That's why he says you gotta walk by faith and not by sight. You asking me to explain how God gonna give me a job when the unemployment rate is 9.7 in Columbus? I can't explain that. I just know that if God said it, it shall be done. You asking me to explain how I'm gonna pay the bill? I can't explain it. I just know if God said it, should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, it shall be done. And so they say to Jesus, show us a sign. Give us some proof that you are really God. Give us some proof that you are really who you say that you are. Now sometimes when you ask God for something, God doesn't give you what you ask him. As a matter of fact, God becomes silent and it seems like he's ignoring you. But what he's really doing is setting you up, because God is taking you somewhere. Remember, your God is not about a God of right now, because as soon as you say right now, you're in your tomorrow. And so God knows where you are, and God is always trying to lead you to where he wants you to be. So we're stuck in the storm that we're in, and God is saying, but I'm already past the storm. As a matter of fact, you're past the storm too. You remember when Jesus died on the cross? He said, all powers are given to you. What you doing worried about the storm that you're in? What you doing worried about the battle that you're in? Don't you know that this battle is not yours? It belongs to the Lord. You keep fighting something that you don't have any business dealing with. So he says, show us a sign. So they're looking to see something. And so he asked Peter, he says, now Peter, who do people say that I am? Now in your clique, you always have one person that is the spokesperson. What I like about Peter is Peter's just as wrong as we are today. Peter gave me a blessed assurance that heaven I can see. Peter validates my Christianity, because if Peter can cut off the ear of a man, deny Jesus three times, some said you John, some said you one of the prophets. See, people will always tell you what others think, but when you ask them, now whom do you say that I am? The story changes. See, Peter said, they say this about you, but I say you are the Son of the living God. In other words, you are Christ, the anointed one. You are the Messiah. You are the one that came to save. You are the one that came to set me free. You are the one that came that you may deliver us. So I know who you are. And he says, upon this rock. Now, the name Peter, Petra, it has to do with rock or power. He says, upon what you said, Peter. Now, the church is not built on Peter. The church is built on the revelation to what Peter had. And what Peter says is, upon this rock, I'll build God, I need to share something with you. Now, I know that if I listen to the people, that would oppress me. I know that what people are saying, it may not be the truth. So, God, I can get over that. But what about my inner struggles? What about my inner demons? See, he says, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And then he says, I like this. He says, whatsoever you bind on earth. Now, to bind something means to tie it up. So in life, there's some stuff that we are trying to get under control, trying to tie it up so it don't get out. ears. As I close this morning, I want you to do something for me this morning. I want to take you somewhere. I asked you earlier. I said, write down that thing that you keep tying up, and it keeps coming open. Every time I tie it up, it pops open. I believe that there's some stuff in your life. You keep trying to bind it. You keep trying to tie it up, and it keeps busting loose. There's some stuff in your life that you don't need to tie up. You don't need to bind. You need to bury it. You need to bury it. Stuff so bad, I dealt with it long enough. Baby, I need to set it in a casket, and I need to put it not 6 feet, but 16 under, because I don't want this to come out again. I need to talk to some folk who tie right now. This ain't tying. I said tie. I need to talk to some folk that tie, dealing with the same stuff. Tie, dealing with the same relationship. For a sign. See, Jesus never answered the question, but I believe the sign was their ability to bind. Their sign was the ability to bind, tie some stuff up. And so when they tried to tie it up, it came open, and Jesus says, because you can't do it by yourself. You need the Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, a fresh anointing fell down upon them. The Bible declared they began to speak an unknown tongue. The Bible declared that power was in that place. God, send down your Pentecostal spirit in this place this morning. Give us a fresh anointing. Give us the power to bind it on earth that may be bind in heaven. Set somebody free this morning. Somebody is dealing with something this morning. And I want to challenge you to come to the altar. Bring your little paper and bury yourself this morning that you've been going through. There's something that everybody is going through that we need to bind that thing. Just find your way up here and just bind that thing. You know what you're dealing with this morning. Just bind it. The thing that you're going through, the thing that you're dealing with, don't worry about the opinions of somebody else. Something on their paper too. Just press your way. Just press your way. There's some stuff that we tied up and it keeps coming loose. Finances, your children, your bills, your sickness, your relationship. Something keep coming loose. shall not prevail. Because you said yes to God, and you came at this altar, and you buried some stuff this morning. God is saying, if you leave it with me, you'll never see it again. If you just leave it with me, you'll never see it again. Revenge is mine, said the Lord, I will repay. Let me have it. Let me work it out. I got a blessing. In the storm, there's sunshine for you. In the pain, there's a purpose for you. Let me work it out for you. There's something that I want from you. If you say yes to me, will you say yes to him this morning? He's requiring more of you this morning. Let it go. He says, cast all your care upon him, because he cares about you. Father God, as we stand before you this morning,